Along South Broadway Street in Little Rock, a commingling of corner stores, law firms, daycare facilities, churches, grandiose turn-of-the-century homes, and housing projects share a strip zoned for both commercial and residential properties. It's here that some residents have objected to the use of one historical house as a transitional living facility for recovering substance abusers.
It's a very proud neighborhood. Anybody who's met anyone who lives in the Quapaw Quarter knows that the folks who live there feel a deep personal connection to their historic homes and to the neighborhood as a whole.
That's the Capital Zoning District Commission's Director Boyd Mayer. Mayer says in the 70s, the area around the state capitol and the governor's mansion went through a period of disinvestment when many of the area's historic homes fell into a state of disrepair as unscrupulous landlords refitted single-family homes as boarding houses. He says many property owners at the time wanted to preserve the historic nature of the homes.
But they were also really concerned about attracting the right kinds of uses to the neighborhood.
The uses those property owners lobbied for fell into the purview of capital zoning. It now regularly holds meetings, issuing permits for adjustments and renovations a homeowner from the area may carry out on their property. In October, a chem-free living substance abuse recovery service set up operations.
We started getting calls that there seemed to be a lot of young adults in this house. And so folks started calling us concerned that it had become a rooming house, a boarding house.
Mayer says the house's owners and tenants were surprised to hear they needed to apply for a conditional use permit. And upon finding out, the tenant, Muskie Harris, arrived that same afternoon to apply. Still, many homeowners in the area have objected to the house's use, citing concerns about the boarders, many of whom are facing criminal proceedings. Capital Zoning staff recommends approval under a number of conditions. No parolees or sex offenders should be housed there. City building and fire codes should be followed. Board members of the Downtown Little Rock Neighborhood Association and the Mansion Area Advisory Committee are both urging Capital Zoning to deny the permits. Jill Judy owns several properties in the Quapaw Quarter and Governor's Mansion District, along with her husband. At a nearby coffee shop, she spoke about one prevailing concern among the neighborhood's homeowners.
This house is probably in better shape than some houses, but it was built as a single-family home. It currently has 4 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms.
Judy questions whether the house, which was built in 1895 and recently renovated, can withstand the stress as living quarters for up to 12 adults, its maximum occupancy. Will this signal the arrival of more boarding houses to the area, she wonders?
My point is, I don't think that this is not a good use for an old house.
Muskie Harris and Lance Lamb are co-directors of the Muskie Harris Recovery Service. Harris is a court liaison and has been involved in rehabilitative services for 17 years. Before that, he was a Razorbacks football player and ran for several public offices, including lieutenant governor in 1990. He took a prison sentence in the mid-90s to correct his drug habit, he says. Eventually, he turned his attention to helping others who suffer from addiction. He describes the chem-free services his nonprofit provides.
When an individual is in the chem-free environment, they have already completed their inpatient treatment. And treatment only lasts anywhere from 30 to 180 days. And 80% of my clients are on court orders, so they must stay underneath the court order compliance to have structured living until they have a judgment or disposition on their case.
The house only serves adult males who must pay $700 a month to stay there. All the current residents got jobs shortly after they moved in and are fairly self-reliant, Lamb and Harris say. Harris's program has also drawn support from the area. Marie Maynard is pastor of First Presbyterian Church in downtown Little Rock. She says Harris's program provides a much-needed wedge between society and the criminal justice system, addressing a problem affecting people of all stripes.
And that's something that society needs to destigmatize. And for that, I think programs like this, that because they cost and because it's going to require family and social support for these individuals to be able to go through the treatment program, I think it starts to address the normalizing of treatment.
Lance Lamb, who is a former client of Harris and who has spent the last 10 years living a sober life, says providing a homely environment for clients is key.
Once they get here, that is the easiest issue they have, is staying clean. We concentrate on the other issues that they didn't learn as they grew up, and that is balancing a checkbook. You know, the little bitty things that most of us do every day without thinking anything about it.
House rules are strict, Lamb says, and breaking them is grounds for removal and the possibility of jail time. Sitting outside a local cafe, one neighbor, Tom Gundren, who spent his career in social work, agrees with the house's mission, but he says it raises other issues. He thinks there's a lack of specific regulatory infrastructure surrounding the operations of services like these, since the clients of Chem-Free Living go there as an alternative to being convicted and incarcerated.
I think we really need to have our legislative delegation looking at this and looking at some of the other things happening to come up with some regulation that covers these areas that are not now covered. And this is one.
The Capital Zoning District Commission has sought a legal opinion on whether the recovering addicts are considered disabled and a protected class under the Federal Fair Housing Act, which would help solidify the house's current use. The commission will vote on approval or denial of a conditional use permit in a meeting scheduled for January 16th. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.